good Thursday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are drinking your coffee or your tea or whatever it may be. I was driving by the other day at a Starbucks shop. I couldn't even believe it. And it was wrapped around like a centipede. That's the way it's been since they haven't opened their lobby. Of course, I didn't go in there and buy any coffee. I got enough coffee as it is. Plus, I got to kind of watch my sugar as I continue to go through this weight loss. So y'all continue to be in prayer for me. Everything else will be good as I get ready for my physical here within the next couple of months. Okay. Well, other than that, everybody's doing okay. It's been pretty hot up here in Texas. We're expecting, well, they say hot, like 91. That's a good thing for the virus. So, we continue to get that heat on. And it looks like things are subsiding a little bit if we continue the social distancing across America. So that's my prayer, is that I hope social distancing will continue and we get some back to a little bit of normal. It ain't going to be exactly what we want, but, we're just, until they get a vaccine, I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know, it's crazy. Okay, well, I want to remind you guys, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, friends, I have a toll-free 1-800 number. It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That is my prayer line or text line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to text me, okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on my show today. I got a great show coming up on a Thursday. All right, well, we're going to have our Bible devotion here in just a little bit, entitled Teacher and Lord. Also, the deacons here, Deeks here, Deacon Paul Brown with Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, has arrived in Faith Studio 1, beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Got some great Christian music lined up in addition to that. And I'm going to be Bible teaching from my archives. Bible helps. That's going to help you, give you hope to the future. We all need hope, friends. Our hope is in with Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, so get your coffee ready, and I'm going to get ready to kick off on, you got it. Everybody guess that, my Bible devotion for today. On a Thursday morning. Also, let me take some time out to thank each and every one of you listeners that have been faithful as far as your comments and your sweet words. I really greatly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, and thank you. And our podcast team appreciates that here at Faith Studio One. Okay, teacher and Lord. Scripture reminds us in the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 13, says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you will say well, for so I am." So I wondered if we ever thought that the incredible number of messages that rain down on us every day, that would be television ads, emails, phone calls, magazines, junk mail, videos, billboards, and conversations. This list, friends, isn't it almost endless? So many of us, many of those that are shaped about our thinking, right? So how many of you guys, and I can't even really see a show of hands, and that's okay. I'm just going to ask, how many of them subluntly convince us that the road to happiness is really paved with possessions or beauty or money or fame or, 100 other things? But how many of them persuade us that the most important thing in life is finances, success, the esteem of others, or power? It's hard to resist the impact of how many messages we get off of all this information. But God says our thinking must be shaped by His truth. You see, what this world calls valuable, God calls worthless. What this world calls scorns, God exalts. In fact, Scripture reminds us, book of Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 8, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways are my ways. You see, Jesus said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for I am so. So let me ask you a quick question. Is he your teacher and Lord of the world? Well, he is mine. Amen? Amen. Okay. Stand by. We're going to get the deacon right now. He's getting doing the boogie-woogie over here at Faith Studio One, friends. There is a lot of room at the Faith Studio One, let me tell you. Take it away, deacon, here in just a minute. Let him do his little dance. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give, as we always do, a big cheer, a mighty cheer, I should say, and a round of applause. But you know what? It's still early for a Thursday morning, way early, so let's give him some rooster curls, too. What do you say? You know what? He is kind of hilarious. I'm going to go ahead and throw him in some laughs. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Oh boy, here we go. He's wanting to sing something.
We are family. I got all my sisters and me. Well, hello there, everybody. It's little Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello there, CA. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, pal? It's good to hear from you. And, you got a cool mask on. Did Miss Mildred make you a mask?
My lovely wife, Miss Mildred, made me the most beautiful mask there is. You know what it says on it, CA?
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you tell everybody what it says because I'm kind of in awe just by looking at it.
Okay. It says Faith, F-A-I-T-H.
That's right. I love it. It says Faith on it. And that's an importance because we have faith, and our faith is in the Lord. And He is our God, and we love Him so much. And we just can't even imagine our world without Him. So I agree with what your wife had put on there, Miss Mildred put on there with faith.
That's right there, CA. I'm going to tell you something right now. I love it. And Miss Mildred spent a lot of quality time at the sewing machine putting it together.
That's good. That's really good. Well, have you been safe, or is the grandchildren okay, and are you okay?
CA, I am in wonderful condition. I've been keeping social distancing up at the church when I meet with the Pastor Allred.
Oh, Pastor Allred, is he a new pastor?
Yeah, the other pastor retired, so we got a new pastor before all this COVID-19 happened. And his name is Pastor Allred. You may hear me talk about him from time to time.
Okay, Pastor Allred. Well, that's good. That's an unusual name, but that's good. I'm glad everything's going well for Pastor Allred, and I'm glad he's got you as the music director and also the head deacon up at the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Well, you know, I mean, we're making it, aren't we? It's been rough. And it's been rough for a lot of people, and I've had people, when I put my mask on...
Well, what kind of mask are you wearing there, CA?
Well, I got an N95 mask. Also got one on the way that says, wash your hands. I ordered that actually through Amazon, and we'll see how that kind of comes out. It's been about a month for that package. I've been trying to track it down. I don't know where that one's coming from. And then I got some other ones that are going to be coming in as well. So, you know... It's the new norm. We got to do what we got to do. But now there are some people that actually were sitting there saying, well, what are you doing wearing a mask? Well, you know, you got to keep your Christianity. And, you know, some of them are like, well, the virus, you know. Well, that's fine. I mean, if they don't want to wear a mask, everybody's opinionated, I should say. If they don't want to wear a mask, that's fine. But if I want to wear a mask because I'm in my almost mid-50s, 1 year away after my birthday from being the senior citizen.
Oh my goodness, we're going to have to welcome you to the club next year.
That's right. I want to enjoy what life God has given me. And, you know, and that's what I want. So the only way for me to do is just like what they've been talking about. If you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. And there's a lot of people that do and some that don't. And that's okay. The ones that don't, that's fine. But there is going to probably be another infection. There isn't a virus right now. Dr. Fauci said that they're looking at still about another year away unless something, you know, miraculous happens. But in the long run, regardless, God's the one that has his final say-so, regardless of any politics, Republican, Democrat, independent, you name it. I don't even mean to bring it up on the air. I've had people ask me, well, which way is it? I don't go either way with all this. Who's ever in the office, we got to respect the presidency of the United States, right? Whoever's in the office, right? And all you can do is just pray for your president, pray for your vice president, pray for your Congress, Democrat, Republican, or Republican, Democrat, Senate, same thing. And you just got to give it to God. But in the long run, it's really God's world. And one day we ain't going to have to worry about that. Up in heaven, we're going to have our Lord, our Savior, our Father, our God that's going to, it's just going to be a happy occasion. There ain't going to be no bickering up against so-and-so and all that, you know. This ain't WWE, right? This is just regular, you know, just come to some kind of an agreement. They're going to put bipartisan aside. So that's my prayer, Deacon. I hope and pray to God that, because there are people that are struggling right now. And there are people that aren't working right now. And one of them, you know, I'm unemployed, but I'm making it, okay? I'm still waiting to get back to work. But you know what? My situation, I work in production, so I have to be real careful and be in close proximity as I am with people. So I'm waiting on seeing what their safety deal is for us. But I go through a union as well, too. But these other people that have lost their jobs, you know, they're not as fortunate. And my heart pours for them. And I pray that God will protect each and every one of us. I hate to see a live lost, I should say.
Yeah, I understand completely, C.A. I hate to see a loved one pass away like that COVID-19. It's a very scary, and I'm talking a very scary virus.
That's right. And all we can do is just continue to pray for people and let God's light shine on them. And just be with them, you know, and let them know, hey, you know, you're going to get, you know, it's going to be okay. And just try to comfort them as a brother and sister in Christ. But anyway, I won't ramble on about politics or anything like that. The whole purpose is today is I'm going to give some scripture helps that's going to help people with hope in the future. We all need it. And I believe this is going to help out a lot.
Absolutely, that's E.A. I can't wait to hear it. Well, I just wanted to pop by and tell you that I'm doing fine. And I want to wish everybody to be very safe. And the deacon will be back next week. Maybe a little longer. I've got to run. I got some errands that I got to do.
No problem, deacon. You're downstairs at the Faith Studio 1. Be careful walking out as you go past Security Sam. And you be safe out there and we'll catch you next round.
Sounds good there, C.A. But before I go, can I call the next song?
You sure can.
God's Not Done With You, Torian Wells, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio.
All right, here we go, Torian Wells. Bye, Deacon.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now you see your ashes. Thank you.
Stop holding on and just be held.
just be.
You know, I just felt God was talking to me, and he said, you know what? He said, I want you to sing that song on the air with you guys, with Matt Meyer in the background. So will you join with me before I get started on this lesson? I know, when God speaks, I just listen, friends, and this is actually happening this morning. And we need him in America. He is here, but we need to feel his presence right now. So will you open your heart and sing this song with me? Along with Matt Meyer. I don't care if you can't carry a tune or not. Just do it. He wants to hear it. Let's just belt it out best we can. I'll try not to overbelt you. Come, I confess, bowing you, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one. God's my heart.
Here we go, everybody. Tell him what you need.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you.
Yes, Lord, we need you right now. Oh, America needs you. Runs deep.
Your grace is small. Grace is found. Is where you are. Where you are.
Lord, I am still holding on.
Is Christ in me?
Come on, guys, let's do it again. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. If you don't know all the words, don't worry about it now. So
rise to you when temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand or fall on you.
Jesus, you're my one defense. Come on, let's do it again now.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
Every hour need you, my one defense, my righteousness. God, how I need you.
Amen. Yes. He's our one defense, our righteousness. Oh God, how we need you in America. In every part of our lives right now. We are a hurting world right now.
Defense, righteousness, oh God, how I need you.
Listen, I'm not the bestest of singers. I used to sing in a Baptist and a Nazarene church, and I don't know more, but every once in a while I can carry a tune at my young age, right? But I just felt that. Now, when God talks, I just listen. I mean, it's just, when the Holy Spirit moves in Faith Studio 1, I've just got to be humble and obedient and listen to Him. Well, today, switching gears just a tad bit, I'm going to give you some Bible helps to give you hope for the future. Let me ask you something. How is your hope right now? I think COVID-19's got a lot of us in just paranoid mode. Missing our family, not being close, not having birthday gatherings, not being able to go, well, in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, the new Ranger ball field that they've spent all this money on that has a retractable. If my grandfather, and I know he you know, I'm sure God just kind of pulls the clouds back. Okay, let me just share this before I get started. My grandfather was a very, very big Ranger fan. He owned an electric motor shop, okay, in Haltom City. He was in business for well over 36 years, or I'm going to tell you 38 years before he retired in 1984, the year I graduated high school. And I graduated at 17 because they didn't have kindergarten built. How about that? But my grandfather would always listen to WBAP, which was a local station at the time, and still around. It's News Talk now, but it used to be country music, and it was what we call country gold kind of music. Classic country, I guess what you call it now. And then the Rangers would come on. And we would be winding motors, me and him. And he would say, come on, grandson, we're going to listen to the Rangers. And at the time, Nolan Ryan was pitching. Kenny Rogers was pitching. All these great ones, okay? And my grandfather always had to take a break, and he always wanted to have a Dr. Pepper. He had me so burnt out of Dr. Pepper. When Mom gives me this little small can, because I'm trying to watch my carbs, right? When Mom gives me this little can of Dr. Pepper, I can't resist not to say, okay, I'll take it. But deep down inside, I'm a Coca-Cola guy, okay? And I know Grandpa's up in heaven. And I know, I really think sometimes maybe God's just going to peel it back and say, there you go, look, a ballpark was finally built with a retractable roof because my grandfather said that was long overdue
back when it was the Arlington Stadium, which then turned into the Globe Life, well, which turned into the ballpark of Arlington, and then it changed hands. But anyway, enough rambling about that. Just sweet memories that we all reflect back on. So going back to hope, okay, for a minute, I'm going to give you some Bible scripture verses that's going to help you. It's going to give you hope in the future. Look, I need hope in the future. You need hope in the future. There's been people that's lost loved ones, brothers, unexpectedly, people with COVID-19, brothers and sisters and family members, that when they had the funerals, that there's only a gathering of 10. We've lost great artists. Well, Kenny Rogers did not die of COVID-19. He just died of natural causes. But they couldn't do anything big for Kenny Rogers, you know, and then you had some of these other, couple of these other country artists that had passed away and stuff. And, you know, and then the ballparks try to open up and they can't open up because of COVID-19. So there's a lot of uncertainty right now going out in the world, right? And people are nervous wrecks. But we got to have hope in what God's going to do for us. So I want you to meditate on these scriptures that I'm going to give you because they're going to help you keep your eyes always on Jesus by praying and staying in God's word with these scripture verses. You can make note of them too as well because we can find hope in the future. So I encourage you once again to please meditate on these words of God on these coming from the scriptures. First one is the one of my favorites, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Keep that in mind. Another one is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefined, and unfading, keep in heaven for you. See, this whole world, let me just stop there. This whole world's temporary. And you've got to make a decision. Is it heaven or is it hell? I want you to think about that. The book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 reminds us, our citizenship is in heaven, from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 17 is another good one. The Lord your God is in the midst and a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with a loud singing. The book of Romans chapter 15 verse 13 is another one. It's a good one. May the God of hope fill you all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you will abound, in hope. Another good one, friends, to keep in mind too, is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, that thou shalt mount up the wings like eagles. Thou shalt run and not be weary. Thou shalt walk and will not faint. The book of Psalms, another good one, chapter 39 and verse 7. Scripture reminds us, and now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Titus has a good one too. If you go into Titus chapter 2 verse 13. Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, going back to Romans chapter 12, verse 12, Scripture reminds us, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be consistent in prayer. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, for this momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond our comparison, as we look not to the things that we have are seen, but to the things that are unseen. Keep that in mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. Now let me stop there. No more pain, no more hurt, no more crying. No more arthritis issues, no more blindness, no more hate. God is love. We're going to be celebrating. We're going to be rejoicing. We're going to be doing what He wants us to do and enjoying our life. Revelations chapter 22 and verse 12. Behold, I am coming soon. Amen. And this may be the year. Who knows? Now, don't go and say, see, He said it was a year. I don't know. But just from the way things are looking, who knows? Any day, any hour, any minute. We don't know. But God knows. Romans chapter 15 verse 4 is another good one. For whatsoever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through the endurance and through the encouragement of scriptures we now have hope. Revelations chapter 21 and verse 4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The former things have passed away. And then the last one I want to give you here. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. There are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3 verses 21 through 23. You know, we need God. And you know what? There's probably some of you guys that don't know Jesus. I'm going to give you some hope today, in addition to everything else. You want to re-rectify and redeem and, how can I put it? You just want to recommit and rededicate your life to the Lord, maybe? Well, that's okay. We're going to give you the opportunity today. I'm going to help you, and I'm going to pray for you. We're going to do a three-way podcast altar call. And I'm going to kick it off right now with the Midnight Cry and Very Low A Cappella. And I want you to meditate your heart right now. I want to talk to the sinners first. We're going to go through a cleansing. It's real easy to get saved. Right now, I just want you to focus on cleansing yourself right now. Everybody that wants to, whatever it may be that you're going through, I want you just to praise God. I want you to, let's just thank Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life. We know you're going to take care of situations. Thank you, Jesus. Now, those that are wanting to know about Jesus Christ, I'm going to help you right now. You've got a choice to make, either heaven or hell. Pray this prayer with me with your humble heart. First thing you need to do, I use it as an example, you need to turn your life around. It's like turning an automobile around, doing a U-turn. You need to U-turn your life. You need to give it to God. We're going to do it right now. Say this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now that you just forgive me of all my sins I've ever committed. Cleanse me of my soul. Wash away all my sins, dear Jesus. For I admit that I am a sinner. Second, you want to believe. Father, I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and everyone's sins. And on the third day, He was resurrected, and He is alive and well. And right now, I accept you, Jesus, now and forever, to come into my heart, to live in my heart, for I accept you as my personal Savior right now at this very moment. Live in me. I need you, God. I need you so much. And you believe also on the third day he resurrected and He's alive and well, sitting on the right hand throne next to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, thirdly, you want to commit your life to Christ. Oh, Jesus, I just commit my life to you. God, I know you've got special plans for me in my life. It's not going to be easy being a Christian. I know I'm going to get ridiculed. I know I'm going to get made fun of. But you know what I know? I know that you've got me inside, living in me, living in my heart. And I'm not worried because there's brothers and sisters in Christ that have wrapped their arms around me and they'll be able to help me. But mainly you'll be able to help me and you'll send other people along my journey in life. And then I'll be a witness for you. Utilize me as your instrument, as your tool, as your lighthouse to reach others and lead others to you. Jesus, thank you so much, for I love you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, congratulations, friends, young kids, whatever it may be. First thing you did is you admitted that you were a sinner. You asked Jesus to forgive you of all your sins. Second, you believe you came with childlike faith. Simple childlike faith, like coming to a dad, your dad. Because, you know, God's your father. And you come to him and you just said, Lord, I believe that you sent your son Jesus Christ and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone's sins. And his blood shed for me. And I know on the third day that he resurrected and he is alive and well, sitting on the right hand throne next to you. And I accept you as my personal Savior. What you did, you accepted Jesus into your heart. You said, I want to come into you to come into my life and live in my soul. Remember that your soul's got two choices. And then thirdly, you committed your life to God. You said, utilize me. Lead me in the right direction. I know I'm going to have all these issues, but you're going to be there with me because I've got the full armor of God on. Congratulations, friends. I want you to email me. I want you to call or text me and let me know if you got saved. 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735. Text me. Give me your name. Give me your state. I'm not after numbers. I just want to know we reached you. Also, email me if you want to. You can go anonymous. It don't matter. I just want to know you got reached. Congratulations. Right now, our God up in heaven, your Father, is celebrating. His angels are celebrating every time someone gets saved. But he's really celebrating right now. Because you're going to be welcome to the kingdom. Satan's lost. Congratulations, dear brother, dear sister in Christ. Now, secondly, we want to talk to the Christians that are hurting right now. Oh, my word, my heart pours for you all. We've all got challenges in our life. But you know what? God loves you. Don't give up because He, being God, never gives up on you. Keep that hope, like I was saying in those scripture verses. Hold them to your heart, friends. Don't let Satan get you. Let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now that you just be with the Christian people all across the world that's hurting. The discouraged pastors, congregations, shut-ins, people in their homes. Oh, domestic disputes, may that be no more. May that just ease off the accelerator. Disagreements. Where's love when we need it? God is love. And we know He's going to shower that. And we rebuke Satan from even trying to disrupt it. Oh, Jesus, we need you so much. Please touch each and every one of my dear, faithful friends that listen to my podcast show on iHeartRadio. Pray you just help them with what they're going through. For we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, I want to talk to the prodigals. Prodigals, you've got very limited time. I'm telling you, he's coming back. Just like the midnight cry said, he's coming back. Question is, are you ready? Are you ready not to rumble, but are you ready to be in the kingdom with him? Or are you going to go down to the bottomless pit? I compare it to Carlsbad Caverns. That choice is yours. You see, he's knocking on your door. Are you going to let him in? Yes, no. Keep rejecting him so many times, he ain't going to answer. Let's pray for you right now, prodigals. If you don't want to close your eyes and just say, well, I'm getting off this thing, fine. But I'm going to pray for you. I feel it in my heart. And I've got brothers and sisters in Christ that's going to listen to this podcast show. And they're going to be praying for you too. So we're praying for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in this intercessory prayer, praying for our prodigals out there, Father God. You know the situation. Oh God, I just pray that they draw ever so close to you and someone, a Christian, angel, whatever it may be, will reach them before it's too late. Oh Jesus, let us Christians be the lighthouse that and the beacon lighthouse that can reach these lost people out there that need to know about you before it's too late. We ask in your precious name. Amen. Okay. Well, probably rambled quite a bit through that, but like I said, when God speaks, I just really listen. And it's so vitally important. And I just want you all to know that. Okay. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to lead off in a closing prayer. And I hope you got a lot out of the podcast show. I really do. There is hope, and there's hope for your future. Please remember that. Remember your love, too, okay? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for a Thursday, dear Jesus. Father God, I just pray that you just watch over, guide, and protect us. Father God, you know the whole situation. Lord, we know that you're going to be able to take care of all this. And I just pray right now, you touch each and every one of us that feel like we don't have the hope right now, and you uplift us and say, there is hope in the future. Oh, Jesus, I pray you be with us. Touch each and every one of us. Keep us safe. Please, Jesus, protect us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, well, I was going to play my closeout song here, and I had a little bit of a glitch. Let's see if it's going to come up here, guys. Hang on. There we go. Audio trouble, naturally, at Faith Studio 1. It never fails. It follows me wherever I go. Hey, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Listen, you got touched. I want to hear about it, okay? Several ways. Again, 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Like me on Facebook. Send me a message on Facebook, okay? I'll respond back. Love you guys. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. And enjoy life the best you can. L-I-F-E. Till we talk again, bye for now.